Listen up. If you sell your books on Amazon and you've been struggling to get sales, there's a brand new free 5-day challenge launching April 12th that you simply must check out. What am I talking about? Well, it's Brian Cohen's Amazon Ad School's 5-day ad challenge, of course. Now, I've personally taken the ad challenge 3 separate times, and as a student of multiple ad courses, I can personally attest to not only the Amazon Ad School's full-scale paid course, but this incredible challenge as well. In fact, I believe you'll find insights in the free challenge that are going to absolutely knock your socks off. They've packed details in there that you will not even find with many paid courses. So if you've never joined the Amazon Ad Challenge before, I recommend you sign up today and check it out. Head over to authorrevolution.org/Amazon Ads to get signed up. I know I'll be there. The challenge starts April 12th, so don't wait. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author and CEO of Author Revolution. With more than 15 books published, it's safe to say I have made a ton of mistakes in my endeavor to become a full-time author. The most important thing that I've learned in the past decade is that indie authors need to protect their creativity and their serenity. Being an author is a long game, and that's why I'm on a mission to teach other indies just like you how to publish books with a sustainable, rapid-release method. I created the Author Revolution podcast to give you insights and actionable step-by-step strategies to help you do just that. If you're an ambitious author or one in the making who's looking to create a long-term author career and a life you love, you've found your tribe, my friend. Let's get your author revolution underway. Hey there, awesome author. I hope you've had a spectacular week. I know I certainly did. Last week was the first time the Windhaven Witches series were all on sale, and boy, did they do well. Now, this was the first time I was able to test out the Free Booksy series promo that we discussed with David Gochran and Clayton Noblet. Originally, I had an international bookbub feature deal scheduled for Secret Legacy during this promo as well, so I wasn't sure I'd be able to do this episode quite the way I'm going to do it today. But due to a glitch in communication, meaning my fault, I had Secret Legacy Book 1 being free because of this Free Booksy promo, and the BookBub feature deal was meant to be 99 cents. Apparently, they didn't get the memo where I let them know the price had changed, and long story short, they canceled the deal for that day and had to postpone it until later on. That's fine. All of it's gotten resolved. However, this little blunder did provide some valuable intel for being able to compare some numbers. So that's why today we are comparing the Free Booksy series deal that I did last week with BookBub's featured deal that I had last January for my Pandamus Chronicles series. Okay, so granted, they are different series. Windhaven Witches is newer, but I still think the numbers are pretty compelling, and I think you will too. Now first, some logistics about the promo. It ran from Monday, March 22nd to Sunday, March 28th, 2021. However, since KDP only allows free days to run for 5 consecutive days, the free days only went from Tuesday, March 23rd to Saturday, March 27th, with both Monday and Sunday having Secret Legacy or Book 1 be 99 cents. Now, its regular price was $3.99 prior to the promo week. And now the remaining 3 books held their Kindle Countdown deal steady the whole time. So those were Soul Legacy, Book 2. It dropped from $4.99 to 99 cents. Now Haunted Legacy, or Book 3, dropped from $4.99 to $2.99. And then Cursed Legacy, Book 4, dropped from $4.99 to $3.99. So this meant an overall savings to my readers, anyone who stumbled on this promo, of 58%. And that's if they purchased the whole series. I will mention that I did have a little bit of ad spend going throughout this promo week as well. Amazon ads for this series average roughly around $7 a day, Facebook average roughly $15 a day, and then BookBub again averaged about $7 a day. But I did increase the ad spend daily when possible. Of course, Amazon never listens to the rules, but BookBub and Facebook did play nice and spend their budgets. So with all that being said, I did have four other promos stacked up against the free Booksy series promo. So we're going to go through everything day by day just so you get a good picture of how my stacking was laid out in case you want to use it as an example or a way to be able to do your own promo stacking in the future. So on Monday, there were no promos scheduled, but the sale was on and Secret Legacy was just 99 cents. So we had social media images roll out, I did have a newsletter that went out, and I turned on BookBub ads. I tested out six different ads to find the best one, then I rolled with only the one ad from there on out and everything else was shut down. Ad spend for that day ended up being $47.29 just because I was kind of playing with all of those things and trying to find the ad that worked best. And I earned $47.16. Yes, I was 19 cents shy of breaking even. Go figure. There were 12 copies of Secret Legacy that went out, but 59 more for the rest of the series. Of course, all of those being paid. From what I could tell, there were at least five people who bought all four books, and then KU page reads were holding pretty steady for the series at 2,574, which is pretty typical for any normal day in the series. Tuesday was ENT's promo, and that one went out, and Secret Legacy officially dropped to being free. The ad spend was a little bit lower because I wasn't testing stuff out anymore. It was $34.60 across Amazon, Facebook, and BookBub. And then the promo itself cost $45 with ENT, or eReader News Today. Total cost then was $79.60. Now that day, Secret Legacy had 1,338 downloads, and the rest of the series had 44 sales. I also had five additional sales in books not even tied to this series. Overall, that meant 1,387 books went out the door that day. Now this time, at least 10 people bought the whole series. But again, KU page reads held steady at 2,483. On Tuesday, I started tracking Secret Legacy's ranking and it ended the day at number 85 in the entire free store. But it did hit number 1 in 5 of its categories that it's listed under, so I thought that was pretty impressive. Now royalties for this day hit $86.87, which meant a profit of $7.27, or roughly about 9%. Not too shabby. Wednesday, Book Barbarian was up. This time, Secret Legacy had 1,415 free downloads, 41 Windhaven sales, and just one extra book sold, making for 1,457 downloads. As far as I could tell, there were at least 7 full series sales, and I was actually pretty impressed with Book Barbarian's day because many people tout the power of ENT. However, we may have just been seeing some of these additional sales in Steam from being number one in so many free charts from yesterday, so maybe we got to give a little credit to ENT for kind of helping boost Book Barbarian along a little bit. Now by this day, I was ranked number 5 in the Paranormal and Urban Fantasy free chart, as well as I dropped to number 72 in the whole free store. Almost to page 1, guys, almost. So this day, Soul Legacy, which is book 2, also earned an orange tag for number 1 bestseller in one of its categories, which it ended up holding throughout the entire series promo, which was totally awesome, so the whole week. Now again, we saw KU page reads holding very steady at 2,482. The total ad spend this day was $25.58 for the whole day, plus the $35 for Book Barbarian, which put the expenses at $60.58. Now royalties for the day ended up a little bit less than the day before, but the profit was higher. I earned $81.63 with a profit of $21.05, or roughly 34.75. Now, Thursday was obviously the biggie. This was the day Free Booksy hit, alongside A Fussy Librarian. Now, that day, Secret Legacy had 3,485 total downloads. I also sold a whopping 194 additional Windhaven books, with at least 36 being full series sales. That was pretty impressive, even if I do say so myself. I also sold 5 additional books that were not tied to the Windhaven series, making for 3,684 total downloads that day. Now this is the first time I saw page reads finally take an uptick. They rose almost 1,000 pages to 3,329 for the series. Now, for the interesting part, the Free Booksy series promo isn't cheap. Granted, it's not BookBub expensive, but it did cost me $170. The Fussy Librarian, on the other hand, was only $29.50. So ad spend on this day was $33.97. When you combine those with the promos, it was a total expense of $233.47 for the day. That's kind of high. A little bit steep there. I fully expected to take a loss this day as the profit caught up, kind of like it did with BookBub. Boy, was I wrong. Royalties for the day came in at $263.40. A profit, yes, I said profit, of $29.93, or roughly 12.82%. Not too dang shabby, considering it took me nearly 2 weeks to earn back what I spent on Pendamus's BookBub last year. And that's saying something, because I put $0 into ad spend. Now with Free Booksy, I turned a profit the same day. Think about that for a minute. I am definitely impressed. Now, by this day, which was Thursday, Secret Legacy dropped from 60 in the free store to number 25. Plus, it was number 2 in the paranormal and urban fantasy section. Of course, I was second place to a naked chess dude, and oh man, did I want to dethrone him. All right, so on Friday, I had my final promotion, which was BookSends. I spent $50 for this promo and $49.59 for ads, making up a total of $99.59. However, I ended up taking a hit that day, only bringing in, and I say only, very lightly, $95.23. So, unfortunately, it ended up being a loss of $4.36, or roughly 4.38%. Bummer, man. However, for the majority of the day, I continued to hold steady between number 25 and number 28 in the whole free store, which was super cool for exposure. Alas, I never dethroned the naked chess dude, but I'm still pretty proud of the fact that I hit number 2 and being able to hold it for as long as I actually did. Now today, page reads continued to rise, likely due to the continuation from Free Booksy the day before, though. They rose to 4,341 for the day. Now with this promo, I ended up getting 1,010 free downloads of Secret Legacy and sold 48 more of the Windhaven books, 7 of which were likely full series buys. I also saw 1 non-Windhaven book. Now Saturday was the final day that Secret Legacy was free. I made sure to send out a final email reminder so that my email list didn't miss out on the deal if they wanted to get in on it. And this in turn, at least I believe, helped keep the free book downloads at a fairly decent clip. 619 free downloads of Secret Legacy went out, with 59 additional sales in the series, 7 of which were again likely full series buys. And I actually sold 2 additional books. Page reads, on the other hand, did take a dip this day and dropped back down to 3,617. Overall, I spent $43.59 on ads and earned $106.43, which definitely made up for the previous day's loss and then some. So this day, on Saturday, I turned a profit of $62.90, or roughly 144.5% return on investment. Not too dang shabby. Okay, so Sunday, you could definitely see the slowdown happening as Secret Legacy switched from free to 99 cents. However, the rankings actually were pretty good, as the book itself hovered in the low 16,000 range for most of the day. And this is obviously in the normal paid charts, not the free charts any longer. So even today, though, I will say that it's maintaining its position around the 28,000 mark, and it's been full price now for 2 full days. So, sweet! At any rate, on Sunday, there were obviously no free downloads, but Secret Legacy, at 99 cents, had this last day to kind of go out with a bang. It had 34 total sales, and there were actually 35 additional Windhaven book sales on top of that, 8 of them being attributed to full series sales. Now, no other books went out that day, though, which was kind of a bummer. However, page reads caught up, jumping to 6,872, which was brilliant. Ad spend for the day was $48.33, and my royalties came in at $89.97. So that turned out to be a profit of $41.64, or 86.16%. Now overall, for the entire week, just to give you a really quick snippet or quick glance at what happened, I spent $329.50 on promos, $282.29 on ads, and I earned back $770.69 in royalties. So that means a take-home of $158.30, or roughly 25.85 in profit. Now, while that number might not seem like a lot, considering the incoming and outgoing, but I challenge you to look in a different way if it seems like, why bother? We're authors operating on a smaller budget, right? At least most of us are. Now, a 25.85 overall profit is killer in terms of most businesses. The average operating profit margin for the S&P 500 is 10.31%. See what I mean? So what if you add zeros to those numbers? Suddenly spending $6,110 to earn $7,700 and make $1,580 in profit, that's not so bad, right? What if you add another zero? $61,100 to earn $77,000 and make $15,800. Dang, I would take those odds if I had it, wouldn't you? Okay, so now you see where this past week ended up. So how does it compare against the Pandamas BookBub deal last year? Well, I'll tell you at first blush, number-wise, it seemed like BookBub really kicked Free Booksy's butt all the way home. But as I drilled down into the numbers, it actually was not the case. Now, during BookBub last year, Pandamas had a total of 13,094 free books go out during that week, in comparison to the 7,913 for the Free Booksy week this week. Pandamas also managed to drop down to number 12 in the whole free store, versus Secret Legacy only getting to number 25. However, during the Pandamas promo week, there were 106 paid book sales and 10,031 page reads. That seems all right. But the Windhaven series, on the other hand, had 495 books sold and 25,698 pages read. I also earned $158.30 in profit the same week as the promos, where it took me 2 weeks just to recoup the cost of BookBub and the other promos last year. Now, with all of that being said, it's pretty clear to me that while BookBub has an incredible reach, Free Booksy's series promo might just have a bit more bite. At least it did for me. Now, could it be a BookBub god killer? I don't know. But readers were definitely more interested in the full series, and in particular, buying the rest of the series from Free Booksy. Needless to say, I have already booked my next series promo, and I can't wait to try it out later on this year even, with Diana Hawthorne's series, once book 3 launches in December. All right, so there you have it, my friend. I have to say, I was genuinely surprised by the results from this past week's promo stacking, but I am super excited to give it another try. I hope it's convinced you to check it out and maybe even give it a try as well. I know it was a lot of numbers being thrown at you. Maybe it just kind of went over your head, but I will definitely make sure to add a PDF downloadable so that you can take a look at the numbers yourself. And I will also include in the show notes today the transcript so that you can look everything over and get links to the BookBub episodes as well. All you have to do is head over to the show notes at authorrevolution.org/74 to be able to check them out. And like I said, I will definitely make sure that the BookBub episodes are in there. There are actually two of them. The one where I discuss the immediate results and one from the end of the year where we took a look back to see if it did as much good long-term as we had hoped. Now, if you want to talk more about promo stacking or the results from this specific case study, let me know by posting a comment in the Author Revolution Facebook community, or feel free to email me at carissa@authorrevolution.org. In the meantime, you know what to do. Go forth and start your author revolution. Okay, so come on, tell me. Is 2021 going to be the year you actually finish writing that novel of yours? Do you want to know how to bring a story full circle, connect the dots, and create a fantastic ending that will leave readers begging for more? If this sounds like you, don't worry. My friend Emma Desi has you covered. She's brought together 20-plus experts, yes, I'm one of them, to help you structure your novel for success so you can plot a story that flows and find a flood of new readers. Best of all, it's totally free. Sign up at authorrevolution.org/bestseller. This masterclass is starting on April 12th, so be sure to sign up right away.